Hello, we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we're going to be talking about the Exodus from Egypt. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav Etzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Yerushalmi Brachot, chapter 1, Halacha 6. That's 17a1 if you're in the Schottenstein. And we're talking about, do you mention the Exodus from Egypt when you say the evening Shema? Okay, so that's the discussion that's under way here. Okay. Matnita Pliga al Rabbanan Dahacha. A Mishnah contradicts the rabbis of the land of Israel because it states, Bayomer Einu Noheg Ela Bayom. No, it is not our custom to say it at night. We only say it in the day. Kol parashat bayomer eino noheg ela bayom. Okay, the entire of that third track, that third passage of the Shema, only in the morning. Okay, now I can kind of almost hear the creaking and the screeching of the wheels here, because the practice today is we say it in the morning and we say it at night. Here, it's clearly not a done deal. Again, this is a wonderful thing. One of the wonderful things about Yerushalmi is that you see a system in a state of becoming. Everything is very loose, very, you know, nebulous. It's not a system where every single thing is regimented for you. It's still becoming. Okay. So now we learn Rabbi Bar Ba'acha Nechet B'Taman. So Rabbi Bar Ba'acha went to Babylonia. Chamiton Matchilin V'Gomrim. And there he saw that they were saying that third paragraph of the Shema and completing it in its entirety at night. Lashmia, and the practice was not in agreement with the opinions that we heard just before in the Mishnah. D'taman Amrin, because what they say in Babylonia is, Lo yachil vayomer v'im yachil gomer. If you start that paragraph that mentions the Exodus from Egypt, then if you start it, you have to finish it. All right. But Rabbanan Dahacha Amrin and the sages of Israel say, Matchil ve'eino gomer. If you start it, you don't finish it. All right. So now we get a little story. All right. Ba'on kume Rabbi Acha v'Rabbi Ze'era. So they asked Rabbi Achia, the son of Rabbi Ze'era. I don't know if I've told you about Rabbi Ze'era, but he is one of the basically five biggest players in Yerushalmi. And he's a wonderful, sweet guy. So this story that I'm going to read you isn't at all surprisingly, it fits with his character. Hich hava avuch noheg. So how did his father behave regarding this difference between the Israel sages and the Babylonian sages? Aved karabanan dahacha o karabanan dahatan. Did he side with the sages in Israel, or did he side with the sages in Babylonia? Rabbi Chizkiah Mark Rabbanan Dahacha. Rabbi Chizkiah says he would act in accordance with the sages of Israel when he was in Israel. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbanan Dahatam. But Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's not what Rabbi Zera did. He did as the Babylonians do when he was in Babylonia. Now, Rabbi Ze'era is actually a very good test case for this matter, because one of his missions is to go back and forth from Israel to Babylonia. And basically, he's like a traveling salesman bringing the teachings of the Israeli sages to Babylonia. So he really would get a chance to observe it both ways. And of course, God bless his sweetheart, he's not into ruffling feathers. So when he's in Israel, he does like the Israelis. When he's in Babylonia, he does like the Babylonians. God bless him. Amar Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina said, Mista Rad Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose's view seems more reasonable. The Rabbi Zeri Machmir, because Rabbi Zera would generally take the stricter view, the Yagun Mahamrin, and the sages of Babylonia are stricter in this case, because remember, they're the ones that say, don't recite it, but man, if you started reciting that third paragraph, you have to go say it all the way. All right? V'hu avad nahi gavaitahon. So Rabbi Zera acted according to their practice, which, but remember, he only does that in Babylonia. When he's in Israel, he goes the Israeli way. Tane, it was taught in an earlier source. Hakore et Shema Bavoker, somebody who recites the Shema in the morning. Tzarich lahazkir yitziat Mitzrayim be'emet v'yatziv. Has to remember the going out from Egypt in the prayer that right follows the recitation of the Shema. And that prayer starts, emet v'yatziv. And now this one, we know how the story is going to end up, right? Because no matter what, we end up singing Mi Chamocha after we say the Shema. And Mi Chamocha is from the song at the sea that was sung when the Jews were rescued from Egypt. So we know how this one's going to turn out, okay? Rabbi Omer, so Rabbi says, Tzarich lahazkir ba malchut. You also have to remember in that prayer to glorify, so to speak, God's kingship. Okay? Acherim omrim, and others say, Tzarich lahazkir ba kriat yam suf umakat bechorim. Others say you have to remember the splitting of the sea. Okay, michamocha. But whoa, here comes something else. You also have to remember the smiting of the firstborn. All right, and that doesn't happen. So again, we're in the process of becoming, we're in the process of developing Judaism. All right, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Omer, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, Tzarich lahazkir et kulan. You have to remember all of it, right? V'tzarich lomar tzur Yisrael v'goalenu. And he further says, you have to remember the prayer that starts tzur Yisrael, the rock of Israel, and goalo, its redeemer. All right, we'll pick it here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.